Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the ninth installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. We're going to really fast forward now. Surely people have heard a lot about the different plagues. Suffice it to say that as the plagues proceeded, there was a greater sense, not only among the Egyptians, but among the Jews too, of how obvious it was that there was a Jewish God. A number of the plagues involved the Egyptians and specifically spared the Jews. But one of the most dramatic plagues that if we're going to focus not as much on the broader storyline, but on the experience of the Jews in Egypt, one of the more dramatic plagues is the second to last plague, which was the plague of Choshech, darkness. And it was this amazing thing that for 3 days there was total darkness. And there's a famous medrash cited by Rashi that actually 80% of the Jews died during the plague of darkness. And the reason for that being that only 1 in 5 of the Jews was actually fit to go out and start this new chapter of the Jewish nation in the desert, moving towards the giving of the Torah, moving towards the experience of the Jews in Israel, etc., etc. It's a very striking thing to think about, that after all of this, after all these tremendous experiences, after all these plagues, that 4 out of 5 Jews wouldn't be ready. Now, it's very important to recognize in general that Midrashim are not necessarily intended to be taken literally, but at least take it at face value. It's an amazing statement. And I think we can approach it in at least two ways. One way is very basic, but it's very powerful to think about, which is we don't deal well with change. That's the bottom line. You can prove to me 25 different ways that I should really do X or Y or Z. You can prove it to me emotionally. You can prove it to me rationally. On and on and on. I'm with you. I'm there. I agree. I'm just not ready to move. And this is a challenge that we have in our times also. We should take much, much inspiration. There are so many people among the Jewish nation who have made Aliyah, who have moved to Israel over the past years. But many of us haven't and don't really have a good answer as to why we haven't. And if we're really honest with ourselves, the best answer is we don't deal well with change. That's, you know, we all have things to work on, but it's a powerful thing to think about. Before we baffle at how could it be that 80% wasn't ready to go out, ask ourselves how many of us would be ready to drop everything and go somewhere else solely because it was the right thing, solely because it was the right thing for us. So it's a little bit of an intimidating question when you think about it. There is another approach. I have a little bit of a theory here. Without going into great detail, the Maral explains that the core avoda, the core service of God in the Korban Pesach experience was the recognition that Achdus HaBorei, that all things in this world truly come from God. The things that we perceive as good, the things that we perceive as bad. And it's very interesting, the next major event for the Jews during their stay in Egypt after the plague of darkness was the bringing of the Korban Pesach, of this special sacrifice. And my theory is, working with that concept, the difficulty for the 80% wasn't necessarily just change. It could be something else also. And the difficulty could be that they could recognize that the benevolent God was taking them out of Egypt. What's harder to swallow is that this very same God had them and their parents slaves in Egypt. And that's difficult to process. And if you told me that 4 out of 5 Jews couldn't process that part of the equation, I don't know how shocking that is. That's also an interesting thing to think about. How much are we able to say, are we able to look at ourselves and our own lives and recognize the good comes from God and the difficult comes from God? Both are very worthy of thinking about. We say in the line in the Ilan Yom Kippur, Hashem hu hu Elokim, which seems at face value to be a very redundant sentence, that Hashem is God, Hashem is the all-powerful God. What I frequently think about at those moments is Hashem is a name which evokes God's attribute of mercy, Elohim is a name which evokes God's attribute of justice. And we say it's all coming from the same source. And that's a very powerful thing to think about, and even just theoretically. But when people lived a torturous existence for years, people's families lived a torturous existence for years, it's not necessarily so easy to say it's all coming from the same source. Thanks very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.